You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It is a Monday morning. Yes, it's Monday, the 5th of December. It doesn't seem to matter so much, really, when it's the month of December, does it? Every day seems to be rather a good day. Anyway, I hope you had an absolutely wonderful weekend, and a lot of parties got started off over this weekend. Isn't it marvellous having all this sort of time without any? Oh, now we can go out and play. It is The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. Very good morning, and I'm Jerry D. I'm going to move you from now, just a minute after the hour of 7, until 10 o'clock. So I do hope you can hang around for a little while. And looking at some of the things relevant to today's date, the 5th of December, just to remind you, there's only 26 days now remaining until 2023, and just 20 shopping days until Christmas, so you better get your skates on. Discovery Day today, this is celebrated in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. International Volunteer Day for Economic and Social Development. We've got National, probably wish I hadn't started this one, here we go, no, it's not too bad. National Sacha Thought Day today. This is a specific type of chocolate cake or tort invented by Austrian Franz Sacha in 1832. This was for Prince Wenzel von Metternich in Vienna in Austria. St. Nicholas Eve today, Belgium, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Netherlands, Hungary, Romania, Germany, Poland and the UK. And I've got one more after this. We've got Krampusnacht tonight, today in Austria. This is a mythical creature recognized in Alpine countries who accompanies St. Nicholas during the Christmas season, warning and punishing bad children. Must be very, very busy. And today, last but not least, today is World Soil Day today.
Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yes, we started off two in a row there. Of course, Lynyrd Skynyrd was the first one. And what's your name?
Jerry.
And followed on Yellow, of course, by the British rock band Coldplay. The band wrote the song and co-produced it with a British record producer, a guy called Ken Nelson. It was for their debut album, which was called Parachutes. I mean, what a way to start. Brilliant. That was in 2000, the year 2000. And it was recorded in March of that year and released on the 26th of June as the second UK single from Parachutes, following Shiver. And the lead single, in the United States. Reached number 4 in the UK singles chart, giving Coldplay their first top 5 hit in the UK. And it was Coldplay's breakthrough hit internationally, reaching number 1 in Iceland, number 5 in Australia, number 9 in Ireland, and number 48 in the United States, helped by heavy rotation and usage in advertising. I'm talking of which, funnily enough, that's what brought my attention to it. I don't know if any of you watch the BBC News or that, but they have a big an advert for DHL where they're using an electric truck. Because Coldplay's current tour is all about, being carbon friendly. And DHL are using an electric truck to move all their stuff around, which is all rather nice. And the girl driving the truck starts singing this song, and then it fades into Coldplay themselves. I just thought I'd throw that in. I just didn't want you to think that I haven't been paying attention to what goes on in the world. Indeed, yes, native New Yorker from Odyssey. And time on the Breakfast Show, we're about a minute late for our shout song because it's 16 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, as if you need reminding. They say Mondays seem much easier in the month of December, don't they? We're all smiley people in December. Well, most of us. I tell you what, 70s mashup in the shower with you this morning. You might want to turn the volume up and open the windows. It's a lovely sunny morning so far. Mm-hmm.
listening to DJ Paolo Monti.
Anyway, time to get you out of the shower. Chop, chop. And on your way to it is where you're going this morning. That's the 70s disco fever mashup. Paolo, DJ Paolo Monti there for you. Starting the breakfast show off in a good way, really, aren't we? Yes, so you can wind the windows back up now if you want. There's just something, isn't there, about music. It's, well, I don't know, I guess it's...
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shot of light that shows the way.
Inside your mind. magic.
There we go, I tell you, it's all magic, you know, yes. Every little bit of it. The Queen, of course, yes, Queen and a Kind of Magic. And what have we got for you today? It is a Monday. It is a Music Monday, indeed. Looking forward to just sit back and relax and play the music. It was all a great fun weekend, I can tell you that. Just getting over it. Soul Asylum. Misery. Yes, indeed. Soul Asylum and Misery. A couple of good mornings. Very good morning to Mary Lou. She's with us bright and early this morning. Also, Rosanna. Very good morning to you. Great to have you with us here on this morning's breakfast show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología, es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones, es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño, es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is 27 and a half minutes almost exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. We're going to take a look at some of the international news and some of the business news for this Monday morning. China may announce the 10 new COVID-19 easing measures as early as Wednesday, two sources with knowledge of the matter told Reuters, supplementing 20 unveiled in November that set off a wave of COVID easing steps nationwide. 3 years of zero tolerance measures, from shuttered borders to frequent lockdowns, have battered China's economy, fueling last month the mainland's biggest show of public discontent since President Xi Jinping took power in 2012. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz warned against creating a new Cold War by dividing the world into blocs and called for every effort to be made to build new partnerships, writing in an opinion piece for Foreign Affairs magazine published on Monday. French President Emmanuel Macron's suggestion that the West should consider Russia's need for security guarantees if Moscow agrees to talk to end the war in Ukraine, unleashing a storm of criticism in Kiev and its Baltic allies over the weekend. Iranian shops shut their doors in several cities on Monday. This was following calls for a three-day nationwide general strike from protesters seeking the fall of clerical rulers, with the head of the judiciary blaming rioters for threatening shopkeepers. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's fate was hanging in the balance on Monday, ahead of a meeting of the Executive Committee of the governing party to discuss allegations that he may have committed misconduct and violated the oath of office. The inquiry relates to findings that large sums of foreign currency were hidden at Ramaphosa's private game farm, and he failed to report the money missing when it was stolen in 2020. Indonesia is expected to ratify sweeping changes to its criminal code on Tuesday, senior officials confirmed, in a legal overhaul that critics say could curb freedoms and police morality in the southeastern Asian nation. Among the most controversial revisions of the code are articles that would penalize sex outside of marriage, with up to 1 year in jail, and prohibit cohabitation between unmarried couples. insulting the president and spreading views counter to the secular national ideology known as the Pancasila will also be outlawed. The Group of Seven price cap on Russian seaborne oil came into force on Monday as the West tries to limit Moscow's ability to finance its war in Ukraine, but Russia has said that it will not abide by the measure even if it has to cut production. The price cap, to be enforced by the G7 nations, the European Union and Australia, comes on top of the EU's embargo on imports of Russian crude by sea and similar pledges by the United States, Canada, Japan and Britain. European stock indices opened slightly lower on Monday, finding little support from an easing of China's domestic pandemic restrictions after market sentiment was dampened by US job data on Friday that raised fears of a persistent inflation. Asian shares had been boosted early on Monday by hopes that China, taking steps to ease its zero COVID policy, would support global growth and increase commodity demand. The news boosted Chinese stocks and pushed the yuan past the 7 per dollar. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan was up 1.7%, but the impact on European markets was limited as investors were cautious about the extent of the reopening, with the MSCI World Index Equity Windex Windex, that's what you use on your car, used to be, which tracks shares in 47 countries, up just 0.3% on the day. Europe's stock 600 was down 0.1%, Germany's DAX was down 0.4%, but London's FTSE 100 was up 0.2%. Oil prices rose on Monday after OPEC nations held their output targets steady ahead of a European Union ban and G7 price cap, which kicked in on Russian crude. At the same time, in a positive sign for fuel demand in the world's top oil importer, more Chinese cities eased COVID-19 curbs over the weekend. While prices rose as much as 2% earlier in the day, both the Brent and the US West Texas Intermediate contracts have since pared some gains. Brent crude futures were up $1.51 or 1.8% to $87.08 a barrel at 9:45 GMT today, while WTI crude futures gained $1.40, also 1.8% to $81.38 a barrel. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the international news and some of the international business news for this Monday morning, the 5th of December.
party.
So if you haven't done it yet, you might want to do it now. Get your body up. Starpoint on the Breakfast Show. And a very good morning to Bienvenido. Good morning to you. He says hello. Good morning, my friends. TBS. Big hugs to all you guys and all Panama. Have a great Monday. And also continuing our saga on the other side of the world. They're over in Greece. Yes, Renee and Rick, they have dropped to London. Remember the last story we heard was that it was very cold over there in Greece, but they hadn't filled up their oil tank. Well, it's all sorted out now. Renee says, good morning and happy Monday. Well, we got our oil tank filled up on Saturday, but quickly learned there was a leak in the line. So we continue to freeze inside the house. At least we got some jackets for the dogs, and a big doggy split her ear wound open again. Oh, no, again? I mean, I remember we had all this saga, didn't we, the other week? So I'm sorry to hear about that. And it says here, when it rains, it pours. Well, so it does here. I mean, you miss us, though, don't you, because it comes down warm here. On a positive note, Rick built my IKEA desk yesterday and did a great job. No extra parts left over. And finally, I can set up my computer space back to my hot bowl of soup for lunch. Please play Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life.
I'd sit by my window to sing me his song. So many dreams I kept deep inside me, alone in the dark. But now you've come
There we go, yes. So Debbie Boone, and you light up my life for Renee and Rick over there in Athens, in Greece. Right, I tell you what, something else I've got to do is say a very good morning to all the boys and girls that went to the British Ball on Saturday night. Oh, wow, it was really something. I mean, that's the first time I think we've really gone out to a big bash since, 1990, when this all started. And boy, did we have a good time. It was really good. Big congratulations go out to Donna, to Andrea, and to Carol for all their work, and all the other boys and girls that helped them with that, because it was great to get out again, wasn't it? Oh, yes, let our hair down. What we've got. And so, big thanks to that. And also, let me say a very good morning. A big thank you to all the boys and girls that came up and said hello. Massively came up and said, oh, good morning, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. And so that was all very nice. And it's very strange for me, really, because I don't really get out a lot, as he has been all vouched for. So it was when I go somewhere like that and find out just how many of you do listen to The Breakfast Show, for which we're all extremely grateful and always happy to hear from you. Don't forget, you can always WhatsApp us as well here on the programme on 677-18822, 677-18822. Always love to hear from you. So, great night was had by all. It really was fun. And I say, it was so nice to see so many people out enjoying themselves after the this last sort of these lockdowns that we had with the COVID. So it was really, really good fun. So big thanks once again to everybody who put that together. And Sandra Snyder, she used to be with us here on The Breakfast Show a while ago. And to see her and David out, because when the music starts, her and her husband David, they're about the first ones on the dance floor, and they don't stop until they've had enough. Oh, that sounds like a song, doesn't it? Don't stop till you've had enough. Anyway, good morning to them as well if they're listening. So all I can say really is that,
well. Thank you.
go. That just about sums it up. Oh, yes, December 1963. Oh, what a night. I know what a night it was. Yesterday was very subdued. We started our Christmas decorations yesterday, very slowly. Right, let's do this. Let's take a look at the weather, shall we? Our studio window, the Breakfast Show studio window weather report, is looks like being another nice day. There is some cloud out there, but wasn't it the over the weekend? It really was. It felt really like the breeze and everything. It felt like a summer's day. Let's start as we do over there in Costa Arriba in the province of Colón. 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 21 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, that was the thermal sensation, and relative humidity at 83%. Chance of isolated showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and some isolated rain with thunderstorms tonight. And let's see, the over on this side of the isthmus, West Panama, we're looking at 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature with 20 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, 76% relative humidity. It's nice when you see that number coming down, isn't it? Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, some isolated showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy again tonight. And we did have a bit of a shower, some rain last night, so I was sort of nodding off to sleep, I could hear it. Here in the metropolitan area, we're probably not going to be much different. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 22 the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and yes, relative humidity, 76%. Not too bad. Partially cloudy this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy again tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama and around the Perlis Islands, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 78% relative humidity, which for out there is not too bad at all. Partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. That might be the place to be. If you're out there now, don't bother coming back. Not till tomorrow. Let's take a look at the tides, shall we? Some of the maritime conditions. Starting off on the Pacific, the tides for today, the first high tide, that was at 1:31 this morning, and that was 4.66 metres. Low tide will be at 7:48 this morning, 0.61 of a metre, and the second high tide, 2:04 this afternoon, just after 2 o'clock, 4.39 metres, and the last low tide, that'll be at 8:06 p.m., and that'll be 0.79 of a metre. On the Caribbean, we have two low tides and one high. The first low tide, that was at 2:35 this morning, and that was 0.03 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 10:31 this morning, 0.4 of a metre. And the last low tide, 6:52 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. Now, on to the actual sea conditions, starting on the Caribbean side. Good conditions for this morning. 18 to 22 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northeast. Waves, though, at 4 feet. You might want to be a little bit careful if you are boarding during today. In the afternoon, good conditions continue. No change in the height of the waves, 4 feet. The wind, 16 to 18 kilometres an hour in the afternoon. That'll be coming from the north. Moving on to the Pacific, we have good conditions. We have 24 to 26 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest this morning, so a fair old breeze. Waves are going to be at 2 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions continue, and we have 24 to 26 kilometre an hour winds in the afternoon from the north-northwest, so there's any change there, is there? And we're looking at waves at 1 foot in the afternoon. And that's it. That's our look for this morning at the weather for you. Take us up to the top of the hour. ago, An Everlasting Love, and that's from Andy Gibb, and has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor. Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
Monica, that is the Tears for Fears. Breaking down again. Time on the Breakfast Show. Just coming up for 18 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock this morning.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Go, yes, and that is madness and driving my car. If you drive your car in Panama, it is madness, isn't it, really? We're 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. We'll be checking in with Ingrid soon. And also we'll see what Yasmin's up to during the course of today as well in a little bit. So still to come on this morning's show. Mary Lou dropped me a little line, and she says, well, she wishes everybody a very good day. She says, I'm under noise torture. Program's not that bad, really, is it? She says it's a horrible not finding a metro bus. I can understand that in the mornings, and have to get into a Red Devil. It's not only too hot, too much noise, and also dangerous. And I still got to work late. It's no fun out there. I can tell you that. I know that. According to Neil Diamond, if you're listening to The Breakfast Show, what can I say?
What a beautiful noise coming up from the street. Got a beautiful sound
of a train on a track. It's got rhythm to spare. It's a beautiful noise, and it's the sound that I love, and it fits me as well as a hand in a glove. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Coming up from the park, it's the song of the kids, and it plays until dark. It's the song of the cars on that furious flight. But there's even romance in the way that they dance to the beat of the light. It's a beautiful noise. Sound that I love, and it makes me feel good, like a hand in a glove. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. A beautiful noise, made of joy and of strife, like a symphony played by the passing parade. It's the music of life. It's a beautiful noise, and it's the sound that I love, and it makes me feel good, just like a hand in a glove.
There you go, that just about sums us up here on The Breakfast Show. By the way, after playing Driving My Car by Madness, Renee's come back. Is it speaking of cars? Do you remember she had a Volvo? They sort of supplied her with a Volvo, but she couldn't see over the steering wheel. So, they got her another car, just like that. And it's a BMW, if I remember right. And he says, speaking of cars, I love my new car. It can go up to 160 miles an hour. But trust me, I wouldn't even go half of that. Ever. Yeah, of course not. Of course you wouldn't. So they are. I wouldn't mind a brand new car. Rolling Stones have got one as well, though. 26 after 8.
Brand new star. Jack- Grandma, good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, Sunday is a long day if you're being... Oh. Anyways, I want to wish my friend Ramona a belated 90th birthday. God bless her. She's moving strong. However, she is down with COVID right now, but a very, very mild case. So best wishes to you. It's been a wonderful weekend. We spent it at the pool yesterday after the rain had passed. We went to one of our friends, and she's got this great little pool in Las Uvas. Small pool, but, oh, it was great to see her and have fun and have a cookout, just like the old-fashioned way. You know, you're cooking out hamburgers and hot dogs and whatnot, and it was very delicious. Right now, I'm listening to a frog, a very loud frog, and he's been chirping and chirping. I wonder if he's looking for a girlfriend. That's probably why he's chirping. Well, this is the first of the week. Time to get back to work full time. Yes, indeed, it is. I'll be getting back to the office here shortly. Got the kitty cats to deal with. You want to go outside, Clarence? Yeah, go ahead. There you go. Go ahead. Outside, yeah, because when you go out, I don't have to watch you. Yes, all right. Well, go on. Get. There you go. And then Tipper came in. Well, he won't stay in long. As soon as the dogs come out, he'll run away. The sausage dogs were great. They hung out with Charlie and Chester, who are both like 40 pounds bigger than they are. And it's amazing to watch different heights and different dogs and just having a good time. Little sausage dogs and big dogs. But they were very, very gentle with each other, and I was very pleased to see that. Okay, well, today is Monday. It's back to work. I'm a little hungover, so I gotta go nurse my little hangover, and I'll go get a cup of coffee, and this will all be better and gone in a few hours. Hopefully so. All right, watched the World Cup, saw that our dear Argentina whooped the buns of Australia. We were very excited about that. Sorry to see USA lost, but they put up a good fight. Good things to know. Missed everything else because I was just tuned out, tuned on, woof, gone away. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Once upon a time she dreamed among her books, and every day she wore the look of a sullen, haunted child. Until the story took a twist, and to her bliss, a frog came riding through the mist, and by his kiss she was beguiled.
You got to kiss a frog or two, kiss a frog or two before you find your friends. You got to kiss a frog or two, kiss a frog or two before you find your friends.
Up the frogs 14, and every one of them had been, it seemed, a different slimy kind of toad. She stretched her hand out through the glass to touch the cold years as they passed, until at last he showed.
She stretched her hand out through the glass to touch the cold years as they passed. Through the glass to touch the cold years as they pass, as they pass. You got to kiss a frog or two, kiss a frog or two before you find your breath to touch the cold years as they pass. You got to kiss a frog or two, kiss a frog or two before you find your breath. Kiss a frog or two,
kids a frog or two before. You find your breath to touch the cold years as they pass.
Show with Jerry D.
They pay paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line. They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line. Paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now they pay paradise to put up a fucking lie. One night. Screen door swang, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now, now, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not they pay paradise to put up a parking lot? Hey, 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 pay paradise to put up a parking lot.
There we go. First of those two was the Waterboys, and you've got to kiss a frog or two. Keep trying. Don't give up. Right, and that is followed on Counting Crows and their version. Very good cover, I must admit, of Big Yellow Taxi. Big Yellow Taxi written, composed and originally recorded by the Canadian singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell. That was in 1970 and released on her album, which was called Ladies of the Canyon. It was a hit in her native Canada, 14, as well as Australia. They got to number 6. UK got to number 11 and only reached number 67 in the US in 1970, but was later a bigger hit there for her in a live version, which was released in 1974, and that peaked at number 24. Also, charting versions have also been recorded by The Neighbourhood, and they had an original top 40 hit with that in the US, and that was with the track in 1970, peaking at number 29. And almost, most notably though, covered by Amy Grant in 1994 and Counting Crows in 2003. Great song. Talking of great songs, here's Amy MacDonald. Donald, and this is life. This is the life. And time on the Breakfast Show. We are just making our way to, well, almost exactly 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. And let's say we got a message here from. This is from Jessica. Good morning to you, Jessica. Says, good morning, Jerry, and all. Now, here's a tip I just discovered. Tie a Christmas tree on top of your car, and suddenly everybody lets you pass and is courteous to you. Strange when it does that, isn't it? You know? I mean, I've got this habit now. When somebody sort of lets you out or whatever. Firstly, you know, when I'm driving, if somebody tries to push themselves out and they're not indicating or anything like that, they're out of luck. But what I do like to do also is that if I'm indicating and somebody lets me out, I always wave and say thank you. They're so surprised by that, they nearly have an accident. But I know what you mean. Because I tell you, when I find myself out on the street and I'm actually walking somewhere, which doesn't happen that often, because my hair is sort of whitish, to say the least, if I stand by the side of the road, the same thing happens, you know. I don't have a Christmas tree with me, but I stand there and they stop. And they say, you know, poor old bloke, let him cross the road. But then, of course, if I'm in my car, they try and kill me. So, yeah, I love that story. You know what we want to do? We want to keep it on there permanently. Keep it on there all year. Okay, here's Donovan.
A little bit sad about her having to leave them. Yawning in the sun, like a child I run. But don't do it if you don't want to. I wouldn't do a thing like that. But don't do it if you don't want to. I wouldn't do a thing like that. A little do you speak of beauty, isn't it a shame, whatever? Maybe you should go get a power ring, you make all your troubles go. There she stood in drag, just looking cool in astrakhan. She looking a little wiped out, she said I looked like a Peter Pan. Yawning in the sun, young baby, like a child I run. But don't do it if you don't want to. I wouldn't do a thing like that. Oh no, no, don't do it if you don't want to. I wouldn't do a thing like that. Do it.
Go going off to the museum. It's called Museum, and that comes from Donovan.
The best radio station in the world is right here, right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play this.
Rejected love, child.
all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
Gonna find her.
They got nothing charred on me. Cause no matter where she hides, man, she's gonna hear me coming. I'm gonna walk right down that street just like a bulldog drumming.
Cause I've been searching.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care for all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
And there we go. Yes, indeed. Three in a row. That last one, the Beatles, of course, and Eleanor Rigby. Before that, the Hollies, and they were searching, and they were searching for, that was Dinah Ross and Love Child. And time on the Breakfast Show, we're just 4 minutes away from the top of the hour. So we're going to sneak one in. I tell you what, we're going to do another old one, I think, if I can find it. Yes, here it is, because I saw it just now. Comes from the Mamas and Papas. Creek Alley.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Estufa LG InstaView, por su tecnología es tu favorita, por todas sus funciones es tu favorita, por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita, autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos, ventana InstaView, air fryer incorporada, tecnología ThinQ, por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita, no esperes más para tener la tuya.
Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros, la metrocultura la hacemos juntos, Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two in a row, we started with Aretha Franklin and George Michael, and I Knew You Were Waiting for Me. Time on the Breakfast Show, 19 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. This one is Radio and Jack and Jill. We're going to take one more piece of music from the Smashing Pumpkins. What a lovely name. And after that, we'll check in with Yasmin. I know we've got a couple of Born on This Day in music as well.
Lie wide right above the street.
Smashing Pumpkins and 1979. Right, that has brought us to just making our way, a few seconds away from 24 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And it's time to say Happy Monday.
Hello, Happy Monday.
It is, isn't it, really?
I don't know, it feels like Friday or something like that.
Good grief, you've gone through the week quickly. You haven't even done anything yet.
Yeah, it feels worse today.
I don't know. I sort of find, I don't know why, I think it's because it's December that Mondays aren't quite so depressing, are they?
But today is that sunny. It's like being in the beach or something like that.
Yeah, the weekend was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was weird. But you mentioned we had a little bit of rain last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is good. You can do that. I don't mind it raining overnight.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not too early. So how was your weekend?
It was nice. I went to a brunch on Saturday, thanks to City Magazine. I got an invitation from them.
How do you do this? How do you sort of get all these invitation thingies?
Because I have a lot of friends.
Oh, right. Well, that explains why I don't go anywhere then, doesn't it?
Yes. So we got nice gifts. From different businesses that are in the magazine, in City Magazine.
Right.
So, yeah, it was fun and nice. We got nice photos.
Right. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yes.
I've got friends, she said. I found out we had friends.
Oh, yes, I know.
When I went to the ball, on the British ball on Saturday night. That was very fun. It was so nice to see everybody out enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So many people came up to me and commented on the show and like that, and said, who's the woman that's always at these events?
Mm-hmm.
I said, that must be Yasmin. So that was fun. But yeah, lots of people came up and said hello, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's nice to know people are listening, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. So you went to the breakfast or the brunchy thing. What else?
And after that, and then on Sunday.
But hang on, but when you go to events, that's not working.
No, I mean after that, because that was in the morning.
And it was a Saturday. Yeah.
So after that, it was just working, and then Sunday working, and go to the supermarket, and cleaning, and that's all.
Oh, wow. Yesterday, I was sort of, I didn't have a hangover, but I was very slow yesterday. I think because I didn't have so much sleep.
Okay.
But,
Yeah, that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and they had a good DJ, actually, at the
Which
event.
One?
I can't remember his name.
Oh.
I'll have to find out. But it was all sort of, the type of music we play on this show.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of era.
Oh,
you know, and it was mixed. He sort of had a good, very good way of mixing it, so.
Mm.
So there we are, yeah. So, yes, a good time was had by all. Mm-hmm. And the ambassador was there. He had a good time.
Oh, yes, I saw some photos.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Shamara is his lady. Yeah, great fun.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing today, then?
Today, I have to go to a press conference.
Oh, more work.
Mm-hmm. This is, let me see, it's about the Chinese New Year. It's going to be in January.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not Chinese.
No, but I don't care. I love them anyways.
You could have sent the wife.
Oh, yes. And some people think I'm Chinese too, so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You're not though, are you?
No.
Tell them not to drink so much. I was going to say, who's putting this on, yes? Event?
This is the Ministry of Culture.
Oh, okay. Oh, excellent. Oh, that's good.
And let me see who else. Here is the embassy.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese Embassy and Consejo Nacional de Etnia China and Tourism.
Okay.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
More about
all right.
That. Because today is just a press conference and we're going to know what they're going to do,
what they're gonna be doing,
when,
yeah.
And everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent.
And let me tell you, today is the International Day of Volunteers. Yay! So we're going to celebrate that too, today.
I'm going to volunteer to do the program.
No. And yes, after this, after the press conference, I'm going to this is going to be at Universidad Interamericana mm-hmm. de Panama.
Mm-hmm.
This is located in Tumba Muerto.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can go from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. They're going to have a conference. They're going to have a lot of stands with different foundations talking about volunteering.
Oh, wonderful,
so
yeah.
So if you would mm-hmm. like to be part of volunteering,
mm-hmm.
You can get more information there. So I'm going to be there too.
Okay.
Today.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Busy day.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, you can come here and rest in the morning.
And congratulations to all the volunteers, you know, they are always
no, absolutely.
Paying attention mm-hmm. to help everybody.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Ponte Nalgo and Voluntarios de Panama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were chatting with them last week.
Exactly.
So far, we've got a nice quiet week. By the way, don't forget, because we've got a day off on Thursday for Mother's Day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think that's a good idea. We're going to have one of these. There we go.
It's going to be crazy in the restaurant.
Oh, right? Isn't it just? Yeah, yeah.
But it's weird because there is a lot of restaurants everywhere. And all of them are going to be full.
I shall probably go and visit my mama in the Sanctuario.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite funny because we have a little crypt mm-hmm. in the Sanctuario, which is all rather nice. Because that's now sort of for the family. So my mother's in there. Whenever I go there, I sort of look underneath her name and thinking, I wonder what the date's going to be on that one.
Oh, gosh.
It's strange, isn't it?
That's not nice.
Well, it's going to be for me. So. anyway, so that's what I'll be doing. I'm playing, so on Wednesday we'll play some nice music for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me see what... you've got a couple of Born on This Day music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's start with Little Richard.
Oh, yeah.
He was born in 1932. American musician, singer and songwriter, Richard Pennyman, that was his real name,
mm-hmm.
who had the 1956 U.S. number 6 and 1957 U.K. number 3 single Long Tall Sally, plus over 10 other U.S. and U.K. top 40 singles. His music played a key role in the formation of other popular music genres, including soul and funk, and helped shape rhythm and blues for generations to come. Thank you, Lala.
Yeah, Lala likes this. Lala always says to me, Lala, you know, when are you going to play Little Richard? By the way, 1957, I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like yesterday.
Oh. Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he had the misery, but he having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long talk down the sheep. Bill the speech of God. Everything that
Little Richard and Long Tall Sally.
so nice.
It is. It's great, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. 1957. Mm-hmm. Good music then, didn't mm-hmm. we? Good morning to Deborah. Let's say good morning to Deborah because she asked. She didn't ask. She sent us a nice little sort of picture of a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And happy Navi Dad, and also a little dancing sort of cartoon baby, which was cute because it seemed to be dancing to the music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there we go. That was good. I enjoyed that. And also, Lala's got a fan over there in Athens, in Greece. It's Renee says hello to Lala. You all right, Lala? Okay, I won't be long. Honestly, it's hard work, you know. Okay, let's do your second one.
Mm-hmm,
yes, second thank one. You, Lala. Mm-hmm.
The second was J.J. Cale,
mm-hmm.
U.S. guitarist, singer, songwriter. Songs written by Cale that have been covered by other musicians include After Midnight by Eric Clapton,
mm.
Fish and Jerry Garcia, Cocaine by Eric Clapton, and more. He was born in 1938.
1938, J.J. Cale, yeah. And, of course, he was a solo artist as well. I've got some of his music as well. But this one is the one that you mentioned, Eric Clapton and After Midnight. This probably could be one of my my karaoke songs.
Mm-hmm.
After Midnight, Let It All Hang Down. Keep saying it. What did they mean anyway, Let It All Hang Down? So that's it. Yes, Eric Clapton and singing a J.J. Cale song, After Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
What time have you got your meeting, your conference?
Like in 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. Why are you still here?
Because I'm talking here.
Okay. Oh, look, you have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And look forward to hearing all about it tomorrow.
Exactly. See you tomorrow.
All right, yes. Take care, love.
Bye, thank you.
Bye. And let me also say, going back to Mary Lou. Yeah, Mary Lou, she dropped to the line earlier on this morning, so I shouldn't have come back. I could have come back to you earlier. But you asked if we could play something. Wish everybody a very good morning. So could you please play The River and the Highway from Patty Tellis. Or Pam, rather. Keep your eye on the time, 21 minutes before 10 o'clock.
She follows the path of least resistance. She doesn't care to see the mountaintop. She twists and turns with no regard to distance. She never comes to a stop. And she runs. She goes, time to tell. Heaven knows you can't go with her. And she rows all by herself, all by herself. He's headed for single destination. He doesn't care what's standing in his path. He's a line between two points of separation. He ends just where it says to on. Thank you.
Atlantic rhythm section there and Imaginary Lover. Time on the Breakfast Show is 13 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock here on 89.3. It is, by the way, the 5th of December, if for some reason you just joined us. The day, by the way, in the year 1360, the French franc is created. Goes back a bit, doesn't it? 1492, Christopher Columbus discovered Hispaniola, which is now Haiti. And in 1766, James Christie, founder of the famous Auctioneers, they held their first sale on this day in London. Sir Elton John. This is called Believe.
Love has no boundaries, 'cause I never
going off into the distance there was, as I say, Sir Elton John and Believe.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. How long must I dream? Dream, baby, got me dreaming.
Yes, what a nice way to end the program. Roy Orbison and Dream Baby. And that's it. It's time for me to think about going off and doing something else for the rest of the day. Start getting some of the stuff ready for Christmas. Looking forward to that. Gosh, won't be long, is it? So we started with some decorations. We've got the tree out, so we've got to put lights on the tree and other bits and pieces. It's always a nice time, isn't it? Put a little bit of Christmas music on, open a bottle of sherry and pour a drink out and get stuck in. Right, be back with you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and I've just got to say my thank yous this morning to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for her everyday story of country folk, to Yasmin, of course, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. She's just gone off to her conference for this morning, so big thanks to her. And she also, of course, does all of our background social media work and things that I don't understand. And a big thanks also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. He gets a lot of our background information we use on the programme. Big thanks to him, as always. And to the boys and girls of Cooper Grant, who keep us up and running. And not forgetting, of course, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. If you want to join us, advertise or sponsor, it's easy. You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp on 677-18822, 677-18822. You can call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. Well, it just remains for me to say that please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, do it carefully, especially if you're managing to drive and move at the same time. Why? Because tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.